classic. Like, I just couldn't even. You literally can't write that.
What happened?
I was rocking too hard and my pickup slipped and came right up, so I had to like hold it with my thumb while continuing to keep the rhythm.
Amazing.
Rock and roll, okay?
Way to go, everybody. Give it up, studio audience. Come on, let's hear you. Yeah.
Thank you, studio audience.
Yeah. Live atop Burnaby Mountain, Whitaco. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. For folks at home and people who watch this video, where can they find your music and more information about you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're on Instagram at Whitaco Band, W-I-T-I-K-O Band. We're on Facebook. We are on YouTube. Just Google us. If you Google Whitaco Music, we usually come up.
Hey.
Yeah. Anywhere else? I mean, we're on all streaming services, too, so Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, yeah, whatever you want.
It's and the name of your latest album that people can go check out?
A Century of Sleep.
Amazing. And one last question. Do you have any new music coming in the pipeline?
We do. So we just played that one song. It's a new song. We haven't laid it down yet, so there'll be a live recording available.
Amazing. Soon. Absolutely, it will be.
But we are hoping to put out a second record this year, if we have the time.
Send it to us. We want to get it charting.
For sure.
Excellent. We got the tunes. All right. Studio audience, one more time for Whitaco. All right. Thank you so much.
We got a couple more songs for you if you want.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep going.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Next one's called Lambback. Turtle Island in Palestine. All right, we got one last one for you guys. This one's called Astronaut. The first song that Lucas and I recorded together, and then we did some re-records with the guys when they joined the band. But gosh, we put it out in June 2022, I think. So coming up to the anniversary.
Studio 6 sessions. I've never been a part of one. Amazing.
Oh, yeah, Studio 6 first.
That was sick. That was awesome. Studio audience, come on, give it up for Whitico.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
This is one last question I'd like to ask bands before we part. If you could have a super jam with any artist living or dead, who would you jam with? Who would you record with? That's a good one.
That's tough. There's a few that come to mind immediately for me.
Like individually one? Or?
Oh, anyone. Yeah. Okay. Group, yeah. Single. Yeah.
Like, as in like, okay. Cause
like just Walter and someone.
any and all of the above. This okay. is the yeah. D all of the above.
I would say it would have to be, as this is like dated and whatnot, but at the same time, it would be friggin' amazing. I'd have to have like, I want to record with Les Claypool.
Oh yeah.
Like, cause I would lock in some like regular stuff while he just deedly D's over top of all of it.
Oh yeah.
And then the Trent Reznor, obviously, and Al Jorgensen.
Great choices.
He asked for one, Walter.
this is D all of the above. It's all good. Anybody else?
I thought we were making a super group.
Oh yeah, this is like, yeah. Oh absolutely. Like a, yeah.
Production it's powerhouse.
Like, this is not just cream but heavy cream. Yeah.
For me, since we're doing multiples, it would have to be either Jack White. I learned to play guitar off his tunes, or Brian Wilson. Rest in peace. Huge, probably the two biggest influences on me, aside from Kurt Cobain. But yeah, huge, incredible to jam with.
Yeah, for myself, I can't help but default to my influences. So personally, someone like Jack Johnson, I think would be lovely. Bob Marley, rest in peace. Sublime. Something along that line.
Beachy. Well,
yeah.
Easy answer. All them witches. I love those guys. And Ben McLeod, if you're out there, thank you for your Patreon. It's the best.
Well, that's quite the diverse...
That would be an amazing stage band. That'd be so good. Jack Johnson, Les Claypool.
Yeah, man, it'd be so
Jack
good.
White.
So nice.
It'd be sick. You guys are killer musicians. Thank you so much. Next show coming up that we can plug?
June 21st, The Biltmore.
Beautiful. And where can people find your music?
You can find us on Apple Music, Spotify. We're Whitico, W-I-T-I-K-O. And we're on all social media, except Twitter.
Don't need that one. That's fine. And we'll soon have your music here at CGSF too.
Hell yeah. Thank
Amazing.
You so much for having us on.
Give us up one last time for Whitico, everybody.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all for doing this. This has been amazing.
We love you.
Cool. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to Studio 6, the weekly broadcast of in-studio performances recorded here at CJSF 90.1 FM. For video archives of the sessions, please visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@CJSFradio, or find out more at cjsf.ca/studio6. Each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear an organic combination of performance and interview by inspiring artists and community conversations. Broadcast live atop Burnaby Mountain or selected from our audio archive, we invite you to listen in.
The home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
Welcome to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in, fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content, and join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano, every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancor fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and doo doo loo doo CJSF.